Good evening. It's good to see all of you here this evening, and hope you've all had a great week so far and have enjoyed the good rain and the little bit of cool weather that we've had. Our theme for this month has been established to be making God's choice in intentional soul winning. And particularly what I was tasked to handle on this evening in relation to that is reaching my generation. When we consider generations, or the word generation, we are discussing really those who are born in a certain time period, those who are contemporaries. And that's a very broad way of looking at it, because when we look at generations, we could think about Gen Zs, the boomers, the millennials, the Gen Xs, and how we can reach them. But really what I want us to consider is my generation is really those who I am a contemporary with. My generation is those who I am living with at the exact same time, and that's pretty broad. It's from people who are just born a couple days ago to people as old as Royce Williamson. It's a very wide range of people, very different personalities, and a very different set of challenges that each one will have to face and live with. But we want to consider, how can we be like David, who served his generation? How can we be like David in relation to us being New Testament Christians? How can we reach our generation with the gospel? The wonderful thing about reaching one's generation with the gospel is that no matter how much time passes ever since the cross of Christ, man's need for the gospel has not changed. It will always be the case that man needs the gospel. Always, always, always. But we should be willing to be like the sons of Issachar in 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse number 32, that they had an understanding of the times. Yes, man needs the gospel, but things are different than what they were 30 years ago. But the times are changing. Our means of communication are changing as well. I believe a great example of us reaching our generation, having a understanding of the times, is the type of material that we put out now. We have various forms of video and audio information and written tracts. We have understanding that man needs the gospel. We communicate in various ways, and that the source material has not changed. We still have that need. We're just doing it in different ways. But to make this very simple of how do I reach my generation, it's simply know who your audience is. Yes, generations are different, but even the people within a generation are different from person to person. The key to reaching a generation is just knowing who you're talking to. You realize that Acts chapter 7 and Acts chapter 17, we have two recorded sermons. We have the recorded sermon of Stephen and the recorded sermon of the Apostle Paul. One is speaking to a Jewish audience, one is speaking to a Gentile. And they both start at two different points. One starts with recording Hebrew history, the other starts with recording human history to a degree and talking about the one true God. But you know where they both end at? They both end at teaching about Jesus. They both end with teaching about His authority. They both end with about mentioning the one who is King over His eternal kingdom. You see, the key to reaching our generation is we have to find common ground with them. But we always have to end back at King Jesus. Always. We always have to go back to teaching about the authority of Christ and His kingdom. So the key to reaching my generation is knowing your audience. It's knowing who you're talking to. Finding some common ground. It's being like Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, where he says, I became all things to all men that by all means I might save some. We have to find common ground to the people that we're talking to, of the various generations that we come in contact with, and work it all the way back to the Lord Jesus Christ. And brethren, this requires us to be a people who are socially skilled. Some people knew me when I was younger, and when I was a lot younger, I did not like to talk to people much at all. People note that I didn't say very much, and I didn't have too much to say, and I didn't have too much that I wanted to hear you say either. But to be a Christian, we have to be a social people. We have to be people who develop social skills because we're communicating a message. That's what it's about. So we have to realize what Paul did there and say, okay, I need to be socially skilled. And the best way to develop social skills is to embody the fruit of the Spirit and the Christian graces. Those are the best things to help us reach our generation. Those are timeless principles, timeless truths that will get us in with the people around us. And brethren, the reason that we want to do this is because Proverbs chapter 11, verse number 30 says, he who winneth souls is wise. There's wisdom in evangelism. There's wisdom in us proclaiming the gospel because we get stronger. We add to our number. We get an opportunity to suffer for the cause of Christ through evangelism. But the plea for us looking at this is, not only should we be doing evangelism and realizing it's wise to do so, but we should be wise in how we approach evangelism as well. We should be an adept people in reaching our generation, in communicating the cause of Christ to the people around us. So as we begin to offer the invitation, we noted that in our previous month we looked at obedience to the gospel, what all that looked like. And if you haven't been here for that, and if you need more understanding of what obedience to the gospel looks like, we'd love to discuss that with you. We'd love to study with you. We'd love to show you who King Jesus is. But if you know what you need to do to obey the gospel, or you know that you haven't been walking worthy of the gospel call, we implore you to come as we now stand and as we sing.